Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Braves have signed, or at least are in agreement. I keep saying that. The Braves and Robert Suarez reportedly in an agreement on a 3-year, $45 million contract. So the idea of the Mets being in on Suarez to replace Edwin Diaz, that is not happening. Suarez to Atlanta, 3 years, $45 million.
Well, okay, so the Phillies kept their big bopper. The Braves are loading up a little bit. Braves had a ton of injuries a year ago. It's getting worse. Now, hopefully there's going to punch back at some point. Day by day, it's getting a little worse here for the Mets.
Right now, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Baldy, what's cooking, buddy? How you feeling today?
I feel good, guys. I feel good. I mean, it's not a good state of mind for football in New York, but I'm in good shape here right now.
Well, that's all that matters. We got you for a little bit of time here. We'll dissect a few things here.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you're a tape head, obviously, and you saw Brady Cook play at Missouri, undrafted. I know you also saw him play during the summer a little bit, and of course, last week, I thought the receivers really betrayed him, 5 or 6 drops. Listen, who knows what he's going to eventually be, but is there enough in the skill set to be intrigued by Brady Cook? I think so, but what do you think?
I saw him at the Hula Bowl last year down in Orlando. Yep. I didn't think he was a top prospect. Didn't surprise me that he wasn't drafted. But, for a guy that probably got no reps and no work since August, I thought he did well. I mean, they keep dropping his balls like it doesn't help anything. And they didn't protect him particularly well either. So it's kind of an incomplete. But I was hoping we would see more from Mechie and more from, A.D. Mitchell, who had shown something the week before in a big way against Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, I agree, but that's not necessarily a referendum on Brady Cook. You're right.
No.
Okay.
No,
so,
it's not.
So when you say you saw him at the Hula Bowl and you didn't love him, what seemed to be deficient? What was he missing that you were looking for?
Well, I mean, he's not a big guy.
Okay.
He doesn't have much size to him. I mean, he's maybe 6 foot, maybe 6'1". Yes. He had a good run at Missouri. Yeah. Obviously he played with Membu at Missouri.
Uh-huh.
So there was plenty of tape on him in the SEC, but I just didn't think he had the size or the arm that you're looking for. Like if you just compared him side by side with Jackson Dart, you'd go, all right, that guy is an NFL prospect. That guy is probably at best a career backup just from that. No, it's not that, Joe Montana was the biggest guy. Obviously he was Joe Montana, but it just didn't look like he had the physical tools that you need in order to build around somebody.
What do you think, Baldy, is the easiest skill set to be taught or that you can learn? Because I looked at Brady Cook and I'm watching his first game and I'm like, man, he's throwing darts all over the field. He's just has no touch or feel. Where I'd like to see a little bit more, you know, from a quarterback, even if he's young. What do you think is one thing that can be taught? So if you see something that you're like, eh, I don't know about that arm, no touch, can that be taught? Or are there certain things you look for in a young quarterback that you could see that you could work with right away?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you wanted to make a comparison physically, I mean, you know, Brock Purdy isn't the biggest guy and doesn't have the strongest arm, but that guy has amazing accuracy and his touch on the ball, wherever it is, is exactly what you're looking for and why he's won so many games, and why San Francisco is in contention right now.
Yeah.
So I would say that that's something I would look, if he gets another chance, that's something I would look for to see if he has that sort of touch and the feel in the pocket. Not just to escape, but when to escape and how to escape. Like, you know, just talking to guys like Tom Brady in this league, you know, and about that, just pocket presence. And he's like, that can't be taught. You either have it or you don't have it. It's not something you can work on it, but either you have that feel of somebody coming at you from the backside and how to escape that, or you don't.
Let's go out on a limb and say Brady Cook's not going to be the future Jets quarterback here, the franchise quarterback. Have you had some more time to watch Mendoza or anybody else from college that you think could be a potential top pick for the Jets?
Well, Mendoza has what you're looking for. I mean, I watched the Ohio State game early this morning, and, you know, I mean, he's 6'5". He's 225, 230 pounds. He's got that, what you're looking for. You know, the throw to give him the lead in the end zone on a spray fade is an absolute dime. It's perfect. A throw late in the game to, you know, to hang on to the ball and not give it back to Ohio State was an absolute perfect throw, perfect touch over the top. Like, it looks like, and just talking to guys that were at that game this week, he looks like he's going to be a top prospect, and he's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Just general commentary on, you know, scouting and looking at film, and you're great at this, but nobody's perfect, obviously. So when you go through your process of trying to get a sense of certainly what the first round and maybe top two or three rounds are going to look like, what position seems to throw you off the most? What is have you found to be the least transferable from Saturdays to Sundays?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, if you're looking at pass rushers, you can be thrown off by numbers, tackle for losses. Like, just say Abdul Carter. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying, like, he's a finished product or anything. But when you watched him at Penn State, like, he had great movement. Like, he was as good off the ball inside linebacker as he was the outside. That's what he really wanted to play. He wanted to be a linebacker. They, you know, and finally, you know, Franklin converted him to outside linebacker in his last year. But you can be fooled by who he's playing against, quarterbacks that you are taking down. And so you don't want to just look at the numbers. You want to see, like, you know, does he have the necessary power, the strength, the quickness? Like, he's got that, but you can be fooled into thinking he's going to be Khalil Mack. Like, maybe he will be. I don't know. Khalil Mack, though, hit this ground running pretty good with the fifth pick in the draft out of the University of Buffalo.
Yes.
But that's what you're looking for. You're looking for Khalil Mack, but he doesn't have the power that Khalil has.
Khalil Mack, we don't even know if he loves football here, Boldy.
Well,
Khalil Mack.
I've seen Khalil Mack, you know, get flagged for missing a meeting or miss the start of a game. So
exactly.
Those things, all that, when that happens, all that is in question. All of it. Because all you're supposed to do is actually, you know, I think most coaches, like, they don't really want to bog you down with rules. Just be on time. That's the start. Show up, be on time, whether it's a, you know, whether it's a training thing that you got to show up at, or conditioning drill, whatever it is. Like, show up. That's the start of your commitment to this sport and to being a professional.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Did you see, Baldy, the NFC East Hard Knocks with Kafka, the speech, you know, where he's cursing a lot? Did you watch that?
No, I didn't see it, but I had heard about it. I'd heard that.
Consider yourself better off for not seeing it. You think there's anything Kafka could do to save his job? Do yourself a favor. Don't watch it, because if you like Kafka, you might not after that. I thought it was embarrassing myself, but either way, you think there's anything Kafka could do here to have a legitimate chance to be the actual head coach of the Giants?
I don't think so. I mean, they've had a tough schedule, but regardless of that, I just feel like they need a new beginning. You know, and it's nothing against Mike. You know, sometimes he might go on and become a head coach, but I feel like the Giants need a fresh start, a new staff. Like, I think they've got talent. They've been in a lot of these games, Chicago, Denver, all these games. They've had, you know, Detroit. They've had a chance to win all these games. They can't finish. I just feel like there's just too much from this last regime that would carry over. Yeah. Into with Mike, because he's probably going to keep some of his assistants, offensive line coach, which might be good. The line has played pretty well. I like the coach of the offensive line, but I just think they need a new beginning, just the way Chicago said, let's just start fresh.
Yep. All right, so I'll get you on this, a little bit of a curveball for you. I know you were born in PA, or at least I believe you were.
Pittsburgh.
Okay, yeah, a lot of time in Cherry Hill down south. Yeah. And then out east, obviously, Massapequa. So I don't know your baseball roots. Were you a Yankee or a Met guy, a Philly guy? Who was your baseball team growing up?
Well, everybody was a Yankee fan in New York growing up. Everybody was a Yankee fan. But that 86 Met team with Doc and Strawberry, like, I had my rally cap on.
You did?
You know, like, I mean, it was just hard not to, you know, that World Series, you know, that was hard not to root for that team, you know. Gosh, I could go through the whole lineup, but for that year at least, and really when Doc took over and he was the best pitcher in baseball, like that summer of 84 probably, like I was rooting for the Mets somehow, but I went to Yankee Stadium to go see baseball games. I didn't go to Shea.
Well, it's funny because I went to Shea a lot because my dad's an old Brooklyn Dodger fan, even though I'm a Yankee fan. He would take me to Yankee Stadium once in a while, more Queens, because it was easier getting on the Bell Parkway or whatever from Brooklyn to Queens. But I'm asking you this because if you said you were a devout Mets fan and you seem to be a bit of a flip-flopper, I wanted to get your thought on Pete Alonso leaving.
You can't leave. He's the heart of the whole team. Like, you got to keep that guy. Like, when the things were the worst, that guy showed up. When things collapsed, that guy showed up. Like, to me, like, if you got to go, if there's one guy you got to keep, if there's one guy in that team you have to keep, and I know the salaries are crazy, but the owner's got, you know, he's got more money, you know what to, like, you got to keep Pete.
Boldy, stick to football, will you?
I know. Look, I had to admit, I had to tell the truth though.
Yeah,
the 86 team had me, man. I was there to the ball going through Buckner's legs.
Hey.
I was there.
Hey, Boldy, listen, I'm not ashamed to admit that when Doc was on the mound back in the day, you know, my eyes were wandering over to Channel 9 a little bit myself to get Ralph Kiner. You know,
both of you Yankee fans are watching the Mets.
Was Doc Gooden? Come on, how could you not watch him, dude?
Well, it was Doc, man. Like, there was only one Doc Gooden.
Amen.
Like, he was mowing them down like nobody else.
One last football one from me. Who's the best team in the NFL?
I'd say right now you have to look at both Seattle and the Rams. They look complete. Like, you watch Seattle just takes these bad teams apart. They don't even fool around. Last week, you know, Atlanta was hanging in for a little bit, and then they just, like, the way that they defend, they don't have a weakness on defense, and the way that they can beat you on offense now that they got Rashid Shaheed and the speed that he brings, like, and then what the Rams have been doing basically all year, they look like the two best teams to me.
Thank you, Boldy. We appreciate your time as always.
Okay, you bet, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.